Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Father Cicada, my dear graduates, when St. Patrick was teaching the Irish people the truth of our holy faith, he saw that they were unwilling to believe the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, because they could not understand how there could be three persons in one God, that each person is God, and that there are not three gods, but only one God. Bowing down, he plucked a leaf of shamrock which grew at his feet, and holding it that they might all be able to see it, he said, "Behold this little plant which bears on one stalk three small leaves. They are distinct from each other, but are exactly alike, and form but one leaf, and rest on one stalk. So it is, my brethren, with the great God I preach to you. He is one in nature and three in person." The people immediately believed, and on that day many thousands embraced the faith. There is no mystery of our holy religion of which the Church reminds us so frequently as that of the Blessed Trinity. Whenever we make the sign of the cross, we name the three persons. Whenever we receive a sacrament, we do so in the name of the Blessed Trinity. Whenever the Church dedicates and blesses anything, she makes use of the sign of the cross, invoking thereby the three persons of the Holy Trinity. The bishops and priests never bless the faithful otherwise than in the name of the Trinity. Many times we sign ourselves with the sign of the Holy Trinity and thereby confess our faith in the Most Holy Trinity. But many of us, if not all of us, make the sign of the cross very carelessly and not even think that with this sign we confess our faith in the Trinity. So I would like to speak today about the sign of the cross. As you know, there are the small sign of the cross and the large sign of the cross. The large or Latin sign of the cross is distinguished from the small one because it is made from the forehead to the breast and one shoulder to the other, and is therefore a great deal larger than the cross made with the thumb. The signification of the large sign of the cross is this: at the words "in the name of the Father," we touch the forehead to confess that the Father is the first person of the Godhead and the origin of the other two persons. At the words "of the Son," we touch the breast or heart to signify that the Son of God came down from heaven and became man. And lastly, by touching the left and right shoulder and saying "and of the Holy Ghost," and uniting by this motion the two sides with each other, we profess that the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son as from one source. To make the sign of the cross was the custom in the early church. The custom to make the sign of the cross over persons and things is a very old one. It has its origin, without doubt, in apostolic times. Some even trace it to Christ himself, who, according to a devout opinion, at his ascension into heaven, blessed the disciples with his hands in the form of a cross. For example, Tertullian, who lived in the second century, writes, "At every step, in coming in and going out, when putting on our garments and shoes, when washing, when at table, when lighting a candle, on going to bed, when sitting down, at every work we perform, we Christians mark the forehead with the sign of the cross." The sign of the cross is a symbolic expression and a confession of the principal mysteries of our holy faith, the mystery of the Blessed Trinity and the mystery of the cross. It is the sign of a true Catholic, and we should never make the sign of the cross in a routine or careless way. The sign of the cross reminds us of the crucified, of the price of our redemption, and of the value of our soul. By the sign of the cross, together with the words which accompany this gesture, we confess the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. And my dear graduates, how many times you did this sign of the cross all these years in school? And we, the Church of St. Gertrude's, dismiss you today with this very sign of the cross. So never neglect to continue to sign yourself with this very sign of the cross, be it in private or be it in public. The sign of the cross is a very salutary one. It protects us from the assaults of the devil of darkness. St. Ignatius, a disciple of St. John, says, "The sign of the cross is a token of victory against the power of the prince of darkness, who, when he sees it, is terrified, who, when he hears of it, is afraid." The signs of the cross affords protection and help in all temptation, whether they come from the world, from the flesh, or from the devil. When we are tempted to sin, when evil thoughts arise in our minds, when we are in danger of giving way to any temptation, let us at once make the sign of the cross. At this sight of the cross, the powers of hell are terror-stricken. It is a powerful and efficacious means against all natural evil, as history proves. At the death of Julian the Apostate, who fell away from the Christian religion entirely, his death was followed by a tremendous earthquake all over the East. The rivers overflowed their banks as if to submerge the earth by another deluge. At the sight of these prodigies, the people went to St. Hilarion and with tears in their eyes besought him to have pity on them and come to their aid. They took him to the seashore And then he knelt on the sand, prayed with fervor, and made the sign of the cross 3 times over the waters. And immediately there followed a great calm. And all the people of this area witnessed it, and for many years after, they ceased not to remember it with gratitude. The sign of the cross obtains for us in general the blessing of heaven and the blessing of the Most Holy Trinity itself. The cross, once the ignominious instrument of death, after Christ sanctified it and shed upon it his precious blood, has become the glorious instrument of life and the source of every blessing. The Church, as I said before, therefore never gives the blessing without making the sign of the cross. Even when the priest gives the blessing with the Most Blessed Sacrament, he does so in the form of a cross. Even in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in which Christ supplicates for blessing for us, the priest frequently makes the sign of the cross, because all the blessings are mediated for us only through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So let us make the sign of the cross from now on very devoutly and very reverently, because it reminds us on the 2 great mysteries, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity and the mystery of our redemption. And never be shy to confess your faith in this mystery, be it in private or be it in public. If we do so in a spirit of repentance and with confidence, we will certainly experience its salutary effects. You will overcome all your enemies of your salvation here, be it the world, be it the flesh, or be it the devil. And hopefully you will finish this earthly life and enter heaven with the salutary sign of your holy faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.